Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
There have been two moments in my life when I was happiest. It was the day I met Josh.
I'm Josh.
I'm Iris. And the second, the day I killed him.
What is up, you guys? It's Katie Hettenbach, host of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. Here's another episode. Let's get into it. Try a new intro. I don't know. I'm switching it up because I can. And also, I want you to know me as me and not Katie Afraidy. I am Katie Hettenbach, host of Katie Afraidy. That's how I want to be known. Anyways, how are we? Good, amazing, awesome. I'm exhausted. I thought I had a podcast interview right now, and then turns out it's in 2 weeks. So, silly. Super silly, but we're chilling. I'm so excited to have this episode. It's gonna be a quick one because again, it's just me talking to myself in my apartment. And apparently, everyone in the YouTube comments was like, "Hey, we can't hear the sounds," which is amazing because I can, and I have undiagnosed ADHD 100%. So it's loud to me, but thank God it's not loud to you guys. I'm also not using a mic. It's just my laptop audio. So if it's shit, you're welcome. But how are you? Great. Awesome. Valentine's Day is next week. That's fun. You know what else is fun? The movie Companion. Ever heard of it? I'm going to go back to reading the IMDb's about, you know, with the synopsis because I always forget to do that. I just get so excited to talk about it, and then I just go. Also, this a weekend getaway with friends at a remote cabin turns into chaos after it's revealed that one of the guests is a robot companion. I saw this movie a year or so ago, for an early test screening, and I was not a big fan. I walked out and everyone was like, "That was so good." And I was like, "I don't know why I didn't like this." I guess it's not, it's such a light horror movie. I would say it's more on the sci-fi thriller side. But yeah, they advertise it as a horror movie, but it is not. It's really funny. But this time around, everyone was like hyping it up. They're like, "Oh my God, I love it. It's so good. I'm like, I wonder if they changed anything. They didn't change a damn thing, which fine, all good. But I still was like, it's fine. I wasn't a big fan of any of the characters. I was like, if you all died, I'd live. I'd be okay. It's not like that big of a deal. But you know what I mean? Like, you just have those movies where you're like, but I felt bad because everyone's like, "It's so good. Oh my God." And I'm like, am I crazy? I didn't like it at all. It was a lot funnier than I remembered. Still, I was like, okay, this doesn't feel like a horror movie. I went into the screening fully blind because obviously the trailer hadn't come out yet. So I didn't know that they were robots. I didn't know any of them were robots. I just thought, oh, this girl's kind of quirky and weird. What? And then when it was revealed that Iris is a robot, I was like, whoa, that's fun. And I asked my friend who I went with to see the movie the second time, and I was like, have you seen, or like, when did you realize she was a robot? And he goes, oh, it's in the trailer. Like, the whole thing, that's the whole thing. I was like, why would they do that? It would be so good to go, like, if you can avoid a trailer for every horror movie, just fucking do it. Because it would have been advertised, it would have been hard to do to avoid the robot stuff, but you could have done it. it would have been super vague, but keep it vague. Do that. Just go for vibes strictly, like her covered in blood and the knife and da da da. You're like, what is happening? Companion. And then her eyes being white. Perfect. We don't know what the fuck it's about. It's a good fucking reveal. But why would we do that? Why would we do that? We want to market the whole movie and tell people what exactly they're getting. Otherwise, they're not going to go. But it's like, that would be such a good twist. And it was revealed that Patrick, the other guy in the movie, is also a companion robot. Would I get a companion robot? That's my question to myself that I just thought of. I did write notes today. It's going to be a little bit more straightforward. I realize I needed to after last week. Sorry. But yeah, I would not. Because I would rather be alone. I'd rather be alone. Yeah, that's, no. Also, you don't see the girls with the companion. It's only the men. Right? What does that say? A lot. It says a lot. It says they're sad and depressed. And they should be. Again, yeah. Going back, I think you could classify this as a sci-fi thriller. That's what I would classify it as. Even thrillers have horror elements. I don't think it's horror at all. I think it was too light to be horror. Like, not even like bubblegum horror. Like, I think this is not horror. So if you don't like horror movies and you want to see a fun movie that has a little bit of blood in it and a little bit, like, you'll be fine. I mean, it's got a little more than blood, but it's not that bad. I don't think it's that bad. Even the corkscrew scene, which I knew that was coming. I was like, oh, I wonder when they're going to use the corkscrew because they've already shown it twice. So where's the third? Third being Jack Quaid's head. Hilarious. Hilarious. I wanted them all to die. I wanted Iris to die. I wanted everybody to die. I'm so sorry. I didn't care for any of them. Is that bad? Is that mean? I don't care. I do. Yeah, I said I didn't like any of the characters. To show that she's not a robot would have done this film so, you know, it would have been so much better. But I will say, I'm going to butcher it. Oh, fuck. What's his name? Oh, I didn't rate it on IMDb. Well, I didn't even give my rating for Wolfman last week. Oh, my God. See, I've been out of the game. Fuck. I can't. Doing it by myself is so hard. Wolfman, 4 out of 10. So I'll give my rating for Companion at the end. That's fine. Okay. I think that is even too high for me. What is his name? Cat. Hilarious. She's like, he gave me Xanax. Of course I'm going to take it. And she's just drugged out of her mind. Hilarious. Where is my dude? Where's my guy? Oh, Eli. Harvey as Eli loved. He was annoying, but he's like the moment where Eli's on the phone with the police. And Patrick's just sitting across from him. And then Iris runs out of the house, all robot-like. And Patrick's like, oh, Eli, she's... And he's like, oh, baby, I'm on the phone. Shh, I'm on the phone. That was funny. I was like, okay, that's over. And then he just shuts down. It's just beautiful. It's just simple. Elegant. We love it. We love it. I think it would be interesting to go more into the world of Companion. Like how it started, who was the first person, you know, everybody else who has companions. And so Iris's face is obviously a model of like several girls you can pick from, and then you can, you know, make them look like whatever. So what are all those girls doing, you know? And what Patrick is obviously an older model. So are there other Patricks? Who are the other male companion models now? What are they up to? Don't do a sequel, though. Please just let it. It's a one-off. It's a one-off. Let it be a one-off, okay? Just let it die. Let it die. Like Jack Quaid, let it die. Jack Quaid, I can't hate him. I literally can't. He's a gem. And I love him. And he's so good at playing a nice guy turned prick. And it's just, I don't want to say I have a type, but I have a type. His smile's just, you're like, you just want to pinch your little cheeks, you little cutie patootie. Give me your little cheeks. Let me pinch them. Let me pinch your little cheeks. He's like, watching this. He's like, don't go on Katie Afraidy. She will pinch your cheeks. What? Leave me alone. Shut up. But I might. No, but yeah, overall, companion. Did we like it? Everyone else did. I wanted to. I don't know. I will say, Sophie Thatcher? Is that her name? Let me double check, because I'm bad with names. Sophie Thatcher, yes. She seems like an amazing human. I've seen the interviews. I've looked, you know, I've followed her online. I don't know what it, and she's a really good actress. Let me start. Compliment bomb before I say anything. Compliment bomb. Really good actress. I was reading or watching some of the behind the scenes stuff, and she can like control which tier and how much. Like, she can just do a single tear on either eye, and just really impressive. And with the character of Iris, she like even her walking was different, and just like ever like her like everything. So she really embodies her characters, which is amazing. I don't know what it is about her. I don't like her very, like, I, you know, when you like don't, again, I'm sure she's a lovely human. I would love to meet her. I would love to work with her one day. Acting wise, that would be amazing. But you know what I'm saying? When you like have those, like those people and you're like, I don't know why I hate you. I don't hate her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, I don't like your face for some reason. I don't know. Again, lovely human, nothing wrong with her at all. I don't know why. Something in my brain is like, I don't like you for some reason. I don't know why. You're not my favorite. And that's okay. I'm not, I'm sure I'm, I annoy people, and I'm, you know, someone sees my face and they're like, punch you. Get that bitch. She's such a punchable face. Which I hope not, but if that is it, then I'm sorry, or you're welcome. I guess, I don't know. So there's that. But yeah, no, you get what I'm saying. Everyone, like Joey King, you know? Joey King. People are like, I hate, like, Joey King is the sweetest person in the world. Punchable face. You know? This is on the internet. I don't care. I'm going to work with all these people. And they're going to be like, hey, we saw your interviews with yourself, and you just said you wanted to punch us in the face. You can punch me in the face. Actually, let's not punch each other. Let's punch each other with hugs. And no, it's not anything personal. I'm sure that I have, this has gone off the rails. I don't care. Let's go back to companion. Yeah, I don't want a companion. I don't, I think it was an interesting concept of a movie. I would have liked to go more into the world of them. I didn't really care about like, oh, we're gonna rob this guy and kill him and have Iris kill him. You're jailbreaking your sex robot. I was like, okay. The Stalin thing was funny. What was the dude's name? Oh my god, what was it? Sergey, hilarious. All of his passwords are Stalin's birthday. Stalin's birthday. Hilarious. You're like, I am from Soviet Union. I am from Russia. And he's like, yeah, we got that. Okay. Sick. Sick. That's all your character does. When you try to sexually assault a robot and then she kills you. Crazy. And then, yeah, I don't know. I was just uncomfortable. I don't know. It was fine. Cat dying made me frustrated. I get it. Patrick was, you know, jailbroken by Josh? Is that his name? Oh my god, I got it right. Oh, Jack Quaid. Jack Quaid's character, Josh, But I was like, damn, she was funny. She's a bitch, but she's funny. Everyone did a good job, though. No, they all did a good job. Sophie Thatcher did a great job. She crushed it. Her acting was incredible. She's just not my favorite, and that's okay. But, yeah, I don't know. It was fine. I don't think I need to see it again. I've now seen it twice. I think I'm fine. I think that world is interesting. The burning of the hand was really cool. I liked that. That was actually apparently a real prosthetic hand that's in front of Sophie Thatcher. So the flames you see in her eyes are actually like in front of her, which is super cool. I love that. And the director was saying that all of the apps are real, so they can actually see the actors like manipulate them and play with them. So it's like, you know, I don't know. It's just like that little stuff is cool. Like the practical effects. I like that. The humor was funny. The love link, that you do with your robot, when you first, try to connect with them. I liked that, especially when they had to reestablish the love link between, Josh and Patrick. And that was funny just to, you know, have that, scene. Also, this is what I wanted to say. The fact that Josh's nickname for Iris is Beboop, hilarious. Hilarious. First of all, I call people BB Boobop sometimes. I'll be like, what's up, BB Boobop? No idea why. No idea where it came from. No clue. I just started calling people that. So when he started calling people Beboop, I was like, she's a robot. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Beboop. So funny. But again, I think this film would have done better and had a better reaction from me specifically, but other people, is if they did not reveal in the trailers that she was a robot. I just think it would have been so much better. I don't know. What do you guys think? Did you guys like the movie? What were your thoughts? Notes, comments. Who's an actor you think has a punchable face? Not that we're gonna punch anybody, actually. You know what I'm saying. Which actor do you love? You know. What do you think? It was fine. Was I afraidy or not afraidy? Oh my god, I forgot that question too for Wolfman. We're good. We're back. We're back now. We're here. I also didn't even say my sponsors last week. Oopsies. Oh my god. Okay, we're here. Here we go. Companion was not afraidy. That was fine. Whatever. Giving it a rating out of 10. 6. 5? 6. It was fine. I don't know. I think anything over 5, it was fine. I don't think it was bad. I think it was a horror movie. But it was fun. It made me laugh a lot more this time. But yeah, they didn't change anything, which I was kind of hoping they would change, like, something. But yeah, I don't know. It was fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. So 6 out of 10? Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. What would you give it out of 10? Were you afraidy or not afraidy? If you were afraidy, are you okay? Because it's not. Unless you're like, I hate corkscrews in the head. Oh no. I hate when they pop my brain out real quick. Oh no. Eye stuff? Crazy. Yeah, those contacts were nuts. I was like, that my eyes already hurt just thinking about it. What else? Yeah, that's about it. If you liked this, great. If you didn't, sucks to suck. But thanks for tuning in. It's another short-ass episode, but that's what we're gonna do because my still don't. Oh my god, everyone's so fucking loud. That's what I gotta do right now, though. Hopefully, I'll get my set back soon, and then we can get on with our lives and have more fun. Cause I wanna shoot good quality episodes and not do this garbage. Cause it's shit. It looks like poo-poo, patoo. And I have no motivation to edit it. You know what I'm saying? So you're just literally getting, literally just plopping on a timeline in Premiere, put my intro and outro, and then I export it, and that's what you get. Normally I spend more time, this I'm like, meh. So I apologize, but also, we've been through shit before. We'll do it again. I'll do it again. So thanks for watching. Oh, what the heck? My computer just went to sleep. But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, all that jazz. Katie Afraidy on all social media platforms, YouTube, TikTok, and Spotify, Apple Music, podcasting. If you want to, you know, follow us, give us a subscribe, all that jazz, that'd be fun. Give us a review. Give us a good review. Come on. Please? Could you? Please? It's me. It's just me. I'm saying us. It's me. It's just me. And then, yeah, I guess thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You want some studio gear? Go get it from Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at FilmcraftLA.com or FilmcraftLA on Instagram. Also, want a copy of Fangoria? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. Get show magazine on. And I guess I'll give some shitty advice about this movie. Don't get a robot. Don't trust technology. I hate technology, so don't. Cool. I think that's good. That's a good way to end it. Yeah. Anyways, you guys have been gems. We'll see ya next week, maybe. Okay. Bye. See you later. Stay spooky.
The days of you controlling me are over.
Are you breaking up with me?